This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
There is a season
season, the Bob and Gloria show, and the show that talks about how we change, how we age, and how we care for one another. Good morning, I'm Bob Wolf.
And I'm Gloria Shanahan. Thank you for joining us this morning. 457-1290 is the number to join us in the studio today. That's 937-457-1290.
And of course, you can feel free to write us anytime at bobandgloria@thereisaseasonshow.com or send a letter to There Is A Season, care of WHIO Radio, 1611 South Main Street, 45409. And be sure to tell your family and friends who can't hear us locally to catch the show online at WHIO.com or on the iHeartRadio app.
And our podcast page at thereisaseasonshow.com has recordings of shows going back at least a couple of years.
Yep, it do. It do. They're all in there. And they're named, too. So we had this story from a few months back that caught our eye, not only because this state and many states have been debating the whole issue of legalization of marijuana, and not only because these same states have been struggling with the much more serious opiate crisis, but because of the way culture changes so quickly and how what once seemed a manageable civic problem suddenly can get out of control.
Yes, we're talking about the story that made national headlines from Colorado, where in at least one city, and seemingly overnight, the streets have changed from an inviting, laid-back historical setting to an environment that has some of the locals wondering what happened to their nice little tourist town.
It says here from the article, from his sidewalk vantage point in front of an outdoor equipment store in downtown Durango, Colorado, Matthew Marisnek has seen a transformation in this mountain resort town. The picturesque town near the New Mexico border, once a vibrant upscale community dotted with luxury hotels, is being overrun by panhandlers, thanks in part to the legalization of marijuana.
The town suddenly became a haven for recreational pot users, drawing in transients, panhandlers, and a large number of homeless drug addicts, according to officials and business owners. Many are coming from New Mexico, Arizona, and even New York. Legalized marijuana has drawn a lot of kids here from other states, and the impact has not all been good, said Marisnek, 58, while holding a cardboard sign asking for help.
Several people holding cardboard signs could be seen along the streets of Durango during this the time they were doing this report. Some just ask for marijuana or imply that's what they want by having a picture of a pot leaf on the card itself. But it's not just pot users being drawn to Durango. The city really started freaking out when they started seeing needles in the street, according to Marisnek, the self-avowed former hippie.
Caleb Preston, a store manager in a gift shop and a former street entertainer, said the homeless and panhandling issue in Durango has gotten out of hand since the state legalized marijuana. He says just this year there has been a major influx of people between 20 to 30 who are just hanging out on the streets. The problem is, while many are pretty mellow, there are many more who are violent. Preston said he's become accustomed to kicking out vagrants who perch themselves in front of his store.
Most of the kids here are from out of state, he says, and I would say it has a lot to do with the legalized pot. He said he's also noticed an uptick in crime in the area. Shoplifting has become a major problem in Durango, and business owners are becoming fed up. The city's Business Improvement District held a meeting to review the results of a survey completed by local businesses on how to address the panhandling issue, which had become an urgent matter as the city enters the busy summer tourist season.
Among the suggestions were stricter laws for panhandling and loitering, strategic placement of obstacles such as bistro tables and flower boxes to discourage the sitting and lying on the sidewalks. They also proposed launching a campaign discouraging tourists to give money to the panhandlers. A rudimentary effort is already in place with handwritten signs encouraging donations to be made to charities that help the homeless rather than handing panhandlers money directly.
And finally, one of the people from the Durango Business Improvement District said he's very frustrated. He said he has to walk a tightrope between the civil liberties of the homeless population and the reputation and attractiveness of the downtown area. If you've ever been to Durango, it's a beautiful place. And so he's trying to do this balancing act. And for years, it has been a tourist destination. It's a very important part of the commerce in that part of the state. So that's sort of, you know, the start of today's program.
Right. So now it's tempting to go off in another direction here today and discuss in depth the question of legalization. And we assure you that in other conversations about drug usage, policy, and impact of drugs on our community are on the horizon for There Is a Season. But today we want to look at what's become a more experience for thousands of us in this area, similar in some ways to the situation in Colorado, and that is encountering panhandlers.
Yeah, I mean, substance abuse has long been a part of the lifestyle of homeless or street people here and across the country. That lifestyle has also long included panhandling or begging or what have you, whatever you want to call it. In major cities, you can get an offer to squeegee your windshield at a red light with the expectation of a few bucks in return. In other locales, it might be something different. Legalization of drugs may accelerate the number of panhandlers in some communities like Durango. There's also been historically a lot of commentary and finger pointing about the role of mental health policy in contributing to homelessness and related panhandling. That was a big issue back in the 1980s, where there was a lot of talk about physicians trying to manage mental health issues primarily through prescription. And so a lot of people were suddenly out on the streets suffering from mental illness, and that increased the homeless population and panhandling. But there's other things at work, too, other things that are not really very complicated.
That's right. And that is the fact that it's legal.
Say again?
It's legal, or at least more legal, as it was described by Dayton.com reporter Amelia Robinson from her interview with Dayton Police Lieutenant James Mullins. The number of panhandlers operating in and around Dayton jumped following a law change. And according to Mullins, some of these people panhandling are not in need of food. It's just an easy way to make money.
So what happened with the law?
Well, in 2011, Bob, the city of Dayton started cracking down on these panhandlers. These solicitors, as they were known, were required to register with the city and actually obtain permits. They also had their begging times restricted to certain hours. Now, those violating the law were often jailed instead of just being cited.
And as I recall, the whole law created quite a controversy, and it wasn't unique to this area. In fact, in 2015, the whole topic of panhandling reached all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, which ruled that restrictions on, quote, content-based speech were unconstitutional. After that, lower appellate courts ruled that laws and regulations like the one in Dayton and other communities violated freedom of speech protections. And that led Dayton to ending its registration program in 2016. There had been up to over 1,000 arrests at that time, mostly for registration violations.
So Lieutenant Mullins went on to say, there's little, really, that can be done about panhandlers, and that standing and asking for money is, in fact, not illegal. Where panhandlers can cross the line, though, is when they either step in the street or they distribute any item to someone in a vehicle at a traffic signal. He also said that the number of people panhandling in Dayton has leveled off since the law changed in 2015, and that it's generally the same faces that are out there.
Yeah, he actually goes on and he talks about how a lot of them have turf or territory. And we've seen it too, where you'll go by and you'll say, I've seen that face before. Didn't I see that person last week?
Mm-hmm.
I heard a tale recently of somebody getting off one of the highways and coming down the exit, and there was somebody with a nice office chair sitting behind.
Yeah, the leather chair with the arms and everything.
Right. That's setting up as a business. So we're going to hear more about the interview with Lieutenant Mullins here in a moment. But we want to ask, what do you think? I mean, Dayton is Dayton, right? People tend to think of the city as having its own set of problems. It gets more of the press. It very likely statistically has more panhandlers in this region than any other municipality or township. But Dayton isn't the only place where you and I have seen panhandling,
right?
What's your reaction? What do you think is going on? 457-1290. We'd like you to weigh in on this and tell us, you know, what you've seen, what your experience is, and how you feel about it.
Yes, that's 937-457-1290. And I can tell you for a fact that Dayton is not the only place with its share of panhandlers.
Do you think there's been an uptick yourself?
Yeah, I do. At least in some of the areas that, you know, I travel through. And yeah, definitely. And more frequent, every corner. And families. I see families
sitting
on corners.
And
so,
there's a lot of different things. Sometimes, you know, it used to be you might see somebody who is a vet, right? Or you might see somebody with a physical disability. A lot of times panhandling crops up in, you could be in a parking lot someplace, right? And somebody comes up and they've got some story, right?
Well, yeah, and we encountered once, you know, I think we heard the story about the man on one of the local areas, I won't name where, pretending to be deaf and coming up to car windows, actually, in the parking lot and asking for money. And in effect, we were told by the local police that he is not deaf and earns, they are guessing, up to about $60,000 a year playing on that story.
Yes,
but
they
you
don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I always think, oh, is it the angel from heaven that we're supposed to? I'm sorry,
right.
But
I mean,
really, it is hard.
It raises
hard.
A lot of questions.
It does.
You can get all caught up in whether or not people have freedom of speech and whether this constitutes
speech, all the, right.
And where you're going to draw the line in terms of policing it. Okay, you can stand here, but you can't stand there.
Right.
This is private property. That's not private property. But what we're really getting at here is, how do people feel about panhandling? Do you feel like it's become more common, like it's encroaching? You know, that's one of the things I wonder about. I wonder about the safety aspect, because while you may want to start digging into your pocket for, you know, a couple of dollars and so forth, a lot of times you don't know what the situation is, right?
No, and especially in this day and age with the opiate problem and the heroin and
There could be a level of desperation there. Yeah.
Or a level of weakness for us when we're reaching into our pocket. I mean, you know, there's a lot of things to think about.
So we want to know what you think. 457-1290 to join us this morning. What do you think of the panhandling situation in our town? How does it affect you? What do you do in those situations? You know, every day in this country, over 10,000 people turn 65. And that means, of course, they're eligible for Medicare. Now, this really comes into focus during open enrollment period, which, as if you know anything about this program, you know we talk about that every year. It starts October 15th, goes through December 7th. But what if you have questions right now? What do you have if you have questions at any point during the year? Well, we're encouraging everyone to do the smart thing, and that's to call our friend Jim Spaulding. He's got a straight, no-pressure way to answer your questions and help you choose a plan that is right for your situation. Here's his phone number, 937-266-6942. You can also visit his all-new website at SpaldingRetirementSolutions.com. That's SpaldingRetirementSolutions.com. Jump on board. Do you encounter panhandlers in your walk of life? What do you think about all that? Is it a bother? Are you moved? Do you try to help out? What does your conscience tell you? Let's talk about it when we come back.
You're listening to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton Station for up-to-the-minute severe weather reports. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome to the Life Plan Minute, 60 seconds of wisdom for your life and investments with Dan Hypes.
Dan, why do you like summer so much?
To me, summer has always been about creating lasting family memories.
You know, when I think about summer, I think about vacations, picnics, cookouts, and time together at the ballpark.
Right, but remember, even the fun events don't just happen. Somebody has to plan them.
That's a good point, Dan. You know, like your financial future, it doesn't just happen.
True. At Life Plan, we simplified the planning process to help you take action today to create the future you desire.
So call Dan Hypes and his team of fee-only financial advisors. Schedule an executive briefing at lifeplanfg.com today or call Life Plan at 937-438-8000.
Today's wisdom is brought to you by Life Plan Financial Group, 937-438-8000 or lifeplanfg.com. A fee-only advisor. When life happens, call Life Plan.
Wednesday is my Mike's Car Wash Day. It's sort of a hump day break for the kids and me.
Welcome back, Mr. Evans.
Hi, Josie.
Hi, kids.
Hi, Josie.
See you again next week.
I'm an unlimited customer, so I come as often as I want, and my kids love the light show in the tunnel.
We're ready for the lights, Dad.
Unlimited wash plans from Mike's Car Wash, because a clean car just feels good.
You have the ideas, we have the materials. Snyder Brick and Block, a local family-owned company since 1949, has everything you need to create a beautifully landscaped home and garden, including a premium selection of landscape stone, flagstone, boulders, pavers, decorative gravel, keystone retaining walls, outdoor fireplaces, and much more. Even topsoil and mulch to add the finishing touches. Visit us in Dayton, Middletown, and Troy, and get what you need to create your amazing outdoor oasis.
Stop what you're doing and listen. Unless you're driving, then don't stop. Unless you're at a stop sign. The Powerball jackpot is over $500 million. That's right, billion. And the drawing is Saturday. So get your Ohio Lottery Powerball tickets today. And don't forget to grab some new Ohio Lottery instant games too. With bigger games and more cash available than ever, there's something for everyone.
Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Please play responsibly.
Tracking some showers for your Saturday morning. As we head to lunch, most of us will be dry. We'll see temperatures getting into the low 80s. Can't rule out one more shower to then late this afternoon south of Dayton. Everyone, though, should have a pretty decent Saturday, not a washout. Saturday night drops down into the low 60s, mostly clear. Sunday, sunny and hot with highs in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Kirstie Zontini on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group Ohio. Now back to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to There Is a Season. I'm Bob Wolf.
And I'm Gloria Shanahan. Thank you for joining us this morning. 457-1290 is the number to join us in the studio as we talk about panhandling. What do you think about it? Ladies, we'd love to hear from you. Guys, we'd love to hear from you too. Does it bother you? What do you think about it?
You know, for a lot of people, it isn't so much this legal or illegal question, which is part of what some people are arguing contributed to the rise in the number of people you see on the streets now. I'm not sure it's even a question of freedom of speech. I think that's a bit of a stretch for some folks. But I think the panhandler or the beggar is kind of an affront to our routine. We contribute to charity all the time. We may put something in the basket on the weekend at church and so forth, but we don't expect to encounter someone begging in the middle of the street.
It kind of challenges our comfort.
Right.
It kind of shakes things up. It stirs us in either a guilty way or a, I don't know. It stirs the pot for us.
We don't want to encounter that kind of awkwardness or to see somebody in a compromised situation. We don't even want the ask. We don't want the story,
Right.
So we asked for some women, and they have delivered. So let's welcome Emily from Dayton to the program. Emily, welcome to There Is a Season. How are you?
So these statues, obviously,
Emily?
Could be taken out and put in museums or maybe on battlefield memorials.
Well, let's try someone else. Here, let's go to Diana. Diana, welcome to There Is a Season. How are you? Diana, can you hear me?
I think we've got some tech problems here.
We'll see if we can get our phone situation straightened out. There, I see the calls. I see you. I want to speak with you. But,
so all these feelings of guilt or discomfort, natural reaction for a lot of people. But, it's just one of those things that creates this immediate contrast. That person there is approaching me for money or help or whatever. That person has need, supposedly, and I must appear to them to have surplus. Or at least something to spare.
Yeah, and for a lot of us, our faith is challenged here. Even our simple humanity, we want to respond positively to these situations. We want to instinctively be nice. That's how we're brought up: to be polite, to share,
right.
To be generous, to be helpful.
Yeah.
All of those instincts are trained into us, right?
But then I also hear this: Am I being wise? Am I being smart? Am I getting scammed?
Yeah, and is it different for men and women?
I don't know. It depends on the person, don't you think?
Well, Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I sometimes wonder if people feel they're more or less at a disadvantage or mm-hmm. something in a situation like that. So let's try the phones again here. We're going to go try to talk to Diana. Diana, are you there?
I am.
Okay. It sounds like you're on a car phone.
I'm doing okay, but I'm having trouble hearing you.
Okay. Well, we can hear you. Tell us what your thoughts
Alrighty.
Are.
Well, I actually have three comments. Number one, I will never give money to a panhandler. But biblically, as a Christian, I will always hand them a tract. And tell them, basically, hey, I can't give you money, but I can show you the kingdom of God.
Okay.
The second thing is I am originally from Colorado. And since they have legalized marijuana in Colorado, I have heard nothing but negative comments from my family members, one of which is in law enforcement.
And is it related to increased crime specifically, or is it even mostly about panhandling and things like that?
Oh, I didn't hear that. There was something crossing.
Okay. Do you have your radio on in the background, by the way? If you do, why don't you turn that down, because that'll create some noise. My question was this.
I'm hearing another show in the background.
Okay, that could be it. That could be it. Well, my question is whether or not what you had heard from Colorado was an increase in crime.
Hello.
Okay. It seems like we've had a little trouble there connecting with Diana, but she makes a good point about how she doesn't offer necessarily immediate material comfort, but she offers another track, I think she said.
Right.
Let's welcome Emily to the program. Emily, welcome to There Is a Season. Okay, let's move ahead. Can't seem to get Emily on the phone here. How about William from Springfield? William, welcome to the program. Now, he seemed to be having some... William? Now, he seemed to be having some problems here with the phone. So we'll try to get that fixed here. But again, we're talking about a variety of different things here. We've got the legal complication, this idea of whether or not it is free speech. What constitutes public roadway or public easement where people are free to do this. The question of safety, I think, comes up in a lot of people's minds, right?
And yeah. And especially when you were noting the differences between men and women, I would say that for a woman, I know that when I exit ramps here in Dayton and there's somebody standing right next to my door, even if they're selling roses, right, I click the lock button. You got to be wise, right? And then my heart says, you know, I always think, well, is that God testing me to say, well, not I shall I judge, not I shall I decide if that person's going to use my money in the right way? That's not my problem. Maybe I should give.
Right, right.
I'm torn. Generally, I don't give, but there are times when I feel a little urge to maybe act.
Yeah, it's a dilemma. And sometimes you'll find in certain cities, you might find a sign. In other situations, you might find somebody kind of calling out to you, almost like a haranguer saying, hey, can you spare something? Can you spare something?
I know. It's tough.
When we come back, we're going to talk more about panhandling and how that behavior is viewed by some in law enforcement and in the social service arena. Plus, we've got some tips for what you can do the next time you encounter Brother, can you spare a dime? All that plus your calls, we'll get the phone fixed here. 457-1290, that's 937-457-1290 when we continue.
You're listening to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 9:30. I'm Jonah Adi with a WHIO news update. Our top story, an update on what we're learning is an event of multiple police shootings.
I'm meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. Could see a shower or two this morning. Will we see more rain today? Your forecast is coming up.
Now, WHIO Triple Team Traffic, seeing a crash on Gateway Drive in Dayton. Also seeing cops still on scene to an earlier crash at Annapolis Avenue at Jason Avenue in Trotwood. The freeway is looking all clear. Now our top story. In Florida, two cops were ambushed and shot in Kissimmee, leaving one dead and one gravely injured. This is part of a night of police shootings that spanned nearly three areas.
Kissimmee Police Sergeant Sam Howard is fighting for his life. I just talked with Kissimmee Police. They tell me his condition has not changed. He is still in grave condition this morning. The chief says his prognosis is not looking good.
Well, that's Dave Williams with Fox 35 Orlando. He says shootings also occurred in Jacksonville in southwestern Pennsylvania. A fourth suspect in the Kissimmee shootings has been arrested. Let's have a look at our weather forecast now from meteorologist Kirsty Zontini.
A few passing showers through the morning today. We should dry out for most of us later this afternoon. Temperatures will reach into the low 80s, a mix of sun and clouds. Far southern Miami Valley could get one more shower later in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Kirsty Zontini on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Well, the latest scan of the Doppler 7 radar is looking all clear. It looks like the start of a very nice day in the Miami Valley. We've got 72 degrees in Troy, 70 in Springfield, 73 here in Dayton at 9:32. If news breaks, we break in immediately. I'm Jonah Adi on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Depend on it.
For good news in Dayton, this is Brian West from Park & Go Airport Parking. Have you considered making a special gift to one of Dayton's premier nonprofit organizations? There are great opportunities to participate and give back through the Dayton Art Institute and Discover Classical WDPR. DAI's donor group is called the Jefferson Patterson Society. The purpose of the society is to support the museum and its programs through the financial commitment and personal involvement of its members. You serve as an advocate for the museum in its mission to serve the community by creating meaningful experiences with art. Discover Classical offers the Clark J. Haynes Society, a group of very special donors to the radio station who understand the value and importance of great classical music and fine arts programming and play a significant role in the financial stability of the station. Learn more at www.discoverclassical.org. Thank you to all the supporters of Dayton Art Institute and Discover Classical. You're good news for Dayton.
Good news in Dayton is brought to you by Grunder Landscaping Company, Park & Go Airport Parking, and West Banco Bank. For more information, visit goodnewsindayton.com.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Dayton? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Dayton area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Dayton is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text OHIO to 99,000. Seating is extremely limited. Text in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive a free copy of Than's Money for Deals Guide. Text OHIO to 99,000. That's OHIO to 99,000.
This is Clark Howard. If breaking news happens, we break in anytime.
W-H-I-O.
Season, the Bob and Gloria Show, the Geezer and Whippersnapper Show. You notice how I put Geezer with Bob and Whippersnapper with Gloria?
Appropriately.
Did you see how I did that?
Yeah,
I try to head these things off.
And if we were to say the Gloria and Bob Show, you would have to reverse that to the Whippersnapper and Geezer Show.
Yeah, right.
I'm glad that you finally realize who you are.
I'm so glad that's established. We'll put that on a plaque here.
It's like 7 years.
It is the show about how we change, how we age, and how we care for one another. I would be the Bob.
And I would be the Gloria.
The Whippersnapper, right?
The Whippersnapper. And we are so glad you decided to spend a little of your day with us. Our number today to share your thoughts is 937-457-1290. That's 457-1290.
We've been talking about panhandling this morning. It's not unique to our area. Some of us sense an uptick, and ever since 2015... perhaps certain veterans of the street have become even more emboldened because the U.S. Supreme Court basically ruled on that and said it was constitutionally protected free speech. What do you think? 457-1290. We've had a number of patient people here on the line. We're going to hope that one of these phone calls goes through. Let's see if we can do this. Hi, good morning, Emily. Are you there? St- still having issues.
Told you, this is the problem.
Hey, Emily,
with technology.
Are you there? Emily, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Ah, there we go.
Victory. You know, if I just let my elbow fall on a certain part of the board here, some things start to work. It's amazing.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you think about all of this?
Okay. Let me give you my view on what's going on around in my area. I'm over here on Linden between Smithville and the Woodman area, but basically on Linden and Smithville near 35, where you see them on the ramps going, coming off the ramp.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them say that they are vets. That's not true. I called the VA and they said, number one, vets don't beg, and they have trouble getting the vets because of their pride to even take advantage of the programs they have. So us in this area right here, all the people around me, we're just infuriated because it has made our neighborhood trashy. And the thing is, a couple of these guys that have canes, they walk by my house just swinging their canes, walking gingerly down my street in Linden, and they get down here at the corner and lay on their canes like they've got a real problem.
Hmm.
So people don't really realize these are scams. These are not needy people. There are organizations that take care of people like this, but what's happening is they can make more money than getting a job. And the man at the VA said that he had talked to one gentleman who told him, why should he work? He makes about $150 a day just begging on the corner. So this is all tax-free money that these people are getting, where I'm at my age, I'm still out working. And it's very, it's just disrespectful for people who earn a living. And that's my take on it. And the thing is, there's one other thing. One of my neighbors followed these people and found out that a lot of them are picked up by a van and dropped off. So I don't know what's going on. It could be some kind of a little business somebody has going.
Sounds like some enterprise going on there.
Yeah.
Do you feel
yes, I believe so. So I'll let you get back to your program. I just wanted to give my point of view. And people who are giving money to these people, they're not helping anybody. They're just making it worse. So.
Okay, well, I appreciate
you
hanging in there. Thanks
some
for waiting
points.
For the call.
Thank you for calling.
Let's go to Mary. Mary, you've been waiting. Are you still there?
I am still there.
Oh,
listen,
excellent.
I am. Emily mentioned some of the things that I think is going on. A quick trip to Europe, you'll see that there's organization within this. People are dropped off. They're given an hourly wage to sit there. Anything over is handed over. Well, actually, everything's handed over, and then they're paid. And that's what's occurring now in our community.
Wow.
Is that this is organized.
So you're dealing
with a larger situation, and I think it's going to need to be explored by our authorities a little more thoroughly.
Well, I wonder if it falls into any kind of racketeering or RICO statutes.
Well,
you
it's
know.
Tax-free money, so if someone's taking advantage of our, you know, our leniency in our laws, should we say, and then that's always what organizations do. They find the niches that they can take advantage of, and then you know, they're protected.
Do you see any
laws that were meant to protect everyone else?
Do you see any parallel here, or convenience between people who may have addiction in their lives?
I think there are some people that start that way, and certainly, I think they are more at risk for organized, should we say, crime or organized, you know, people.
Opportunities.
Take advantage mm-hmm. of their dependency situation, so that at least they're getting some shelter, food, whatever they're getting, you know, and low income for somebody else's.
And a different kind of social service organization, I guess, providing them the pathway.
Right.
I see. Okay, interesting input. I appreciate the call, Mary. Thank you.
Have a great day. Bye.
You too.
Thanks.
Let's go to William in Springfield. William, thank you for holding on. How are you?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
I'm doing very well.
Good,
so what's your take on this?
I wanted to just kind of give a comment. Now, I am the treasurer for my church in Springfield, and a lot of people, or a lot of these people that panhandle and things like that, they prey also upon churches. And it's my job to basically investigate to make sure it's a legit cause. And a lot of these people, once you start questioning them and asking certain type of questions, you tend to find out that they're not really on the up and up. However, as a church, we want to help people. We want to do what we can as good stewards. However, there are a lot of people that want to take advantage of the churches. So
how do you vet them?
I check it out. And
what do you do to vet them? How do you do that?
Well, here's the thing. I want to know their background. Some of them, they say they're traveling through and they just happen to stop in Springfield. Their car broke down. Well, let's go to your car. We have a mechanic in the church. Let's check it out. There's some that says, well, my mother kicked me out and I don't have any place to stay. Well, let's check that situation out. If it is legitimate, we will, we have at times paid for a night in a motel room. But we do not give you cash money. We will at times give a place to stay. We will take you to the grocery store and buy you groceries. But sometimes if you come to our church, we'll say, hey, you sit through the church service first. And if you're still here when church is over, then we'll talk about helping you out. A lot of times, if they're not on the up and up, they will leave even before the church service is over, and you'll never see them again.
Yeah.
So there's different ways that we can check things out to make sure it is legitimate. And I let them know, this is God's money. See, and if you are doing something that you shouldn't be doing, if we pay for a night in the motel room, we're paying with God's money. So, but there are a lot of people. I mean, it's just you have to check the situation out. But there are some legitimate needs. I have to say that.
I agree. I appreciate the perspective. Thanks very much.
Yes.
You might recall that a lot of this panhandling activity was minimized in places like New York and other cities during the application of what they used to call the broken window policing practices. That is when you address vagrancy and dilapidation and neglect and all that thing, all those kinds of things. Larger crimes like murder and rape and robbery and other major felonies tend to decline. And despite recent portrayals of these policies in the last couple of years of law enforcement, the numbers didn't lie. Serious crime did drop across the country and has for the last 15 to 20 years. But leaving aside law enforcement policy and recognizing that panhandling is indeed protected free speech, what are some of the other components to this activity?
Well, in the article by Amelia Robinson in Dayton.com, she quotes again Lieutenant James Mullen, who mainly works the Dayton Central Business District, and he says there's quite a few established panhandlers who more or less have their turf or areas that they call their own, who may often have food and drinks with them as proof that they're maybe not as needy as they may seem. He really urges people to just give to nonprofits that serve the needy, and even says that the best way to lower or stop the panhandling is to stop giving people on the street any money at all. If the income stops, he says, they're going to leave.
Yeah, it would seem to make sense, right?
Right.
I do think a lot of people give to local charities to help the needy, but there's still this compulsion. I think a lot of folks feel a deep sense of, I should help my fellow man, woman, or child. The what would Jesus do thing kind of kicks in people's heads. What do you think today? 457-1290, we're talking about panhandling. We've got Josh from Germantown on the line. Josh, welcome to There Is a Season.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. Hey, one thing is I work in Dayton a lot, and I do think there has been quite the uptick over the last, 5 years or so. And I think what's more concerning is not the uptick, but almost, for lack of a better word, the aggression. Before they used to just hold their signs and, have an outstretched hand. Now they're knocking on windows, approaching you at gas stations.
Absolutely.
I mean, I've been approached in a Kroger parking lot before, and that's a little different, I think. I don't know, I'm a big man, so for maybe a smaller man or a woman, it could be very uncomfortable and maybe even scary. Also, what it does to property values, kind of going with the broken window thing, if you have a guy on every corner or a woman on every corner begging with a sign, it can't be positive impact for property values in the neighborhood, which then, you know, bring in lower income people, which, as studies have shown, lower income people are more probable to commit crimes. You know, poverty equals more crime. So not only does it affect, you know, it affects everybody. It affects the whole community.
And it affects the businesses. And, you know, on the route that these panhandlers walk, you know, a lot of people say, well, I'm going to avoid that area. I'm just not going over there anymore. I've been approached even by a so-called woman needing help with her vehicle. You know, hey, my serpentine belt broke. Kroger parking lot seems to be a pretty popular place to do this. And, you know, it's a woman. And you turn around after you say no, and you realize she's being propped up by some man in a vehicle sending her out.
It's a one-two thing.
It's the woman thing, right. But, yeah, you know, you got to look around everywhere you go because they are very emboldened and they're not afraid to, you know,
absolutely. One thing I think that could help is because a lot of the seems like the new thing is to say you're a veteran. And what I always do, and I get approached, I wouldn't say daily, but pretty close, is if somebody says, I'm a veteran, I'm down on my luck, I just say, show me your military ID and I'll give you whatever cash I have on me. And I've only had a guy show me military ID one time, and I gave him $40. If you serve my country and, you know, you're, you know, on a hard time, I'll give you money, you know. But most of them, 9 out of 10 of them, they can't show you that military ID, which they automatically walk away because obviously they're lying. Yeah. But as far as I'm concerned, that's stolen valor. So if somebody says, I'm ex-military, I need money, and then they're lying about it, as far as I'm concerned, that's committing a crime right there. I mean, there should be...
Josh, you make a good point, and it's tawdry, and it's a shame that people go to that level, but there's an awful lot of scams, and people will try whatever method they can. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Diana in Beaver Creek. Diana, how are you?
Yeah, good morning. Let's try this again.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, well, first of all, and I think you might have gotten my point, when I encounter panhandlers, and Emily's right, there's a lot of them up by Smithville. I usually just hand them a track. I refuse to give them money. But the other thing is, you were talking about homeless people.
Yeah.
And I encountered a fellow in Springfield when I was working, and he was homeless. He had a dog. And I asked him, I said, because several other people stopped, I said, why don't you go to a shelter? And he said, because shelters will not take dogs. And that really hit me because I'm thinking a lot of homeless people have dogs and they have them for companionship. So why can't homeless shelters take dogs would be another one of my questions. Because if these are legitimately homeless people, why should they be penalized?
Right.
Right,
that's probably a topic for another day. It's a tough thing to know what all the criteria is for someone going into a shelter. Certainly, the shelters have limited capacity and they have a limited tenure. At least that's the general understanding when somebody goes into a gateway shelter. We have time for one more here before the break. Let's go to Joel in Dayton. Joel, thanks for calling the program. You got about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Good morning. How are you guys?
All right.
And I just wanted to say, you know, I'm a student at Sinclair currently, and I spent a lot of time there this last semester taking 17 credit hours. And there's a couple offenders there that are there every single day. They come with their carts, and they're all, you know, they come up and they ask for a cigarette. First of all, I don't even smoke. But they're there every day acting as if they're homeless. Yet, you know, I'm there breaking my back along with my fellow colleagues to be able to afford an education, and you want my money. That's incredibly aggravating to me.
So you find that insulting?
Very insulting. Absolutely.
Have you ever had an encounter or said anything in this case?
One of the times I was walking out, and one of the Sinclair police officers was sitting in her car, and after she had came and approached me, I went and talked to the officer, and she said, well, yeah, we trespass her all the time, but the library and the cafeteria, they're both public places, so there's nothing we can really do.
And that's probably the worst part. That's the most aggravating portion of that whole deal.
You know, I once did encounter somebody and I said, you know, get a job. You know, there's a lot of work out there. Everybody's hiring. Oh, you know, I can't because I'm homeless. I don't have an address. You know, and
absolutely.
I sat there. I sat there and thought to myself, it's quite interesting that some of our illegal immigrants can find work. I think there's something out there that you're probably going to get hired for.
We've got more ahead on this topic. Appreciate the call, Joel, and appreciate all the calls this morning. We still have Monica to get in here and Tom. More ahead, including some tips on how to deal with panhandling. Plus, we'll take a look at some upcoming programs and more on There Is a Season. Stay with us.
You are listening to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekends on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin. Summer is slipping away, but you've still got time to make your house look great and protect it from the worst that winter can throw your way. I'm talking about making the call today to my friends at University Painters. Call University Painters, call Chris at 630-3800 and get your free estimate and get on the schedule this fall before space fills up. You know, the pros at University of Painters have done such a wonderful job at my house, outside, inside, even my man cave basement. I will never pick up a paintbrush again. Instead, I will always pick up the phone and call University Painters whenever I need any painting done. You need to call today, 630-3800, and get on the fall schedule and also take advantage of 50% off all paint and materials. Call University Painters today at 630-3800 because space is filling up fast. You can also go online, universitypainters.com. Call today, 630-3800.
Everyone in the industry knows about James Free and they know about their excellent reputation.
Jordan's a certified gemologist who worked for a lot of companies until he decided it was time to work for the best.
I've worked in this industry for over 10 years, anywhere from Alaska to the Caribbean, San Francisco, DC, and I moved to this area specifically so I could work for James Free.
He didn't like the high-pressure sales tactics that nearly every other jewelry store employs.
It was really just about making that sale. You get him in, you get him out as quick as possible, and you move on to the next one. James Free is not like that. We're very transparent. What you see is what you get.
And he found that James Free does live up to its reputation.
People rave about James Free. I've been with James Free for over a year now, and I've actually built some great relationships, some loyal customers, and it's kind of nice to know that you have not just a customer, but a client for life.
James Free Jewelers, 3100 Far Hills Avenue in Kettering. Once you shop at James Free, you'll never shop anywhere else.
Wild Birds Unlimited.
The Summer Bird Food Sale is on at Wild Birds Unlimited in Kettering. Our custom seed blends contain high-quality fresh seed. Try our no-mess blends that are perfect for summer feeding because they leave no mess under your feeder. You'll keep your yard tidy and you're sure to attract a wonderful variety of beautiful birds to your yard, too. And while you're getting great deals on the best bird food in town, check out all the wonderful garden decor ideas we have to make your backyard a beautiful summer sanctuary. You'll find a wide selection of bird baths, chimes, garden art, and of course, we have the highest quality bird feeders, many of them being made in America and offering lifetime guarantees. All 20-pound bags of seed are on sale. And don't forget, Daily Savings Club members save an extra 5% off the sale price of the best bird food in town at Wild Birds Unlimited in Kettering at Far Hills and Stroop across from Town & Country Shopping Center. Stop in and save today.
Wild Birds Unlimited. We bring people and nature together.
Take action and save with Logan AC and Heat Services.
Now get 50% off an air conditioner when you purchase a furnace.
And take advantage of financing options on train.
It's hard to stop a train.
Visit our Facebook page to see reviews from all of our customers right here in Dayton.
And visit our website to schedule your free estimate.
Ask for next day installation, but hurry, this offer ends soon. Our fast, friendly team is ready to help.
Call now. Logan Services in Dayton.
Could you retire sooner than you think and with greater financial security? Hello, I'm David Gaylor, president of Tradewinds Financial Group, and I'm also the author of Income Allocation. You will learn strategies to create a dependable, sustainable, and predictable income stream for your retirement. You'll also learn critical information about the two risks you must manage for a successful retirement. Learn more about these strategies and give Tradewinds Financial Group a call. 800-385-0437. That's 800-385-0437.
I used to shop for back to school at big box stores. I would drive from store to store looking for the best deals. Then I discovered Discount Drug Mart. Now I do all my back to school shopping at Drug Mart, and life is good. They have everything in one convenient place at great prices. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
Is your company a member of Dayton Defense? If not, sign up today and join this fast-growing organization making a difference for your business. Learn how you can benefit from being a member. This is Deborah Gross inviting you to check us out at DaytonDefense.org. You'll be glad you did.
Tracking some showers for your Saturday morning. As we head to lunch, most of us will be dry. We'll see temperatures getting into the low 80s. Can't rule out one more shower or two then late this afternoon south of Dayton. Everyone, though, should have a pretty decent Saturday, not a washout. Saturday night drops down into the low 60s, mostly clear. Sunday, sunny and hot with highs in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Kirstie Zontini on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When it comes to news, weather, and traffic, we're your station for Dayton and Springfield. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to There Is a Season. I'm Bob.
I'm Gloria.
We've been talking about panhandling today. We'll get back to that in just a second. Stay tuned for upcoming shows here on There Is a Season. We're going to talk about physical therapy soon, how you got to get down to get up, and also the question of, is that really independent living? What does that phrase mean anymore? So we've had some great callers here today, a lot of good input. Let's go to Monica, who's been waiting. Monica, up in Huber Heights, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Fire away. You got about 30 seconds.
Okay. Well, I wanted to give you two stories of panhandlers that I've met. One was a good story, and it was a woman when I worked downtown. She had approached me and had asked for money, and I said, I don't have any money, but I have this lunch I bought. So I offered her my lunch, and the woman just broke down in tears. And she said, I'm homeless. I'm starting a job next week. Where do you work? I'll pay you back. Of course, I told her just to keep it. Now, the other story was a negative story. And that was, I had gone grocery shopping for my grandmother, had non-perishable foods like peanut butter and crackers. Someone had a sign that said homeless and hungry. I offered it to him, and he said, well, I just ate. I'm really not that hungry, but I'll take your money.
Oh, brother. All right. Thank you for sharing that, Monica. Appreciate the input. We have time for one more phone call. Time, you got about 20 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I have no problem giving money to these guys if it's legit. But here's what did it for me. About 3 years ago, I was having a roof done, and these guys came in, put a day in, no problem. The next day, I go over there, and there's only one of them. And I go, where's your buddy? And they go, oh, he's out on the corner of Smithville and 35, and he can make a lot more money there on the corner just panhandling. I'm going, are you kidding me?
No. Yeah, that sticks
so
in your craw.
At that point, that was over, you know? I'm going, this is a job for them.
Yeah, it is.
When they panhandle.
And
it
good
really
point.
Is.
We've had, the sheriff tell us, up to $60,000 a year some of these people are pulling in, tax-free.
I know, it's craziness.
Yeah, that's amazing.
You see these guys out, and they're trading spots
over
on that area, and it's just they just keep floating them. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Thanks
for
the call,
Tom. I appreciate
all
it.
All right.
Hey, we ran out of time here for some tips, but we're going to put them up on the website here, some tips on what you can do about panhandling in the future. Thank you for joining us this morning. Great input from everybody. No matter what the topic, we always strive to give you something to think about here week to week. Please tell your family and friends about the show. And remember, never regret growing older and wiser. These are privileges denied to many. For my lovely co-host, Gloria, for our terrific producer, and everyone who makes the show possible, I'm Bob Wolf. You've been listening to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Have a great week.